can handle the truth. Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan, and very excited to have you with us here tonight. It is now Wednesday, May 2nd, 2007, about midnight here in the Central Time Zone. And Lee Boyland, fantastic guest. He's got certainly an incredible amount of information on nuclear devices, nuclear yields, and all these sort of particulars that go with it. And we certainly appreciate him spending his time with us here. I disagree with some of what he says as far as the solutions and the politics of it, but we're all entitled to our own opinions, without a doubt. And, you know, he looks at things from his, you know, very, very, very qualified background, and he gave out all of his qualifications at the beginning of the show. So he knows what he's talking about with the weapons, that's for sure. But again, I mean, you think about it, if this thing can be done by simply two people with the right know-how and the right materials, what's the point? What's the point of trying to go in there and sanitize Al-Qaeda or any terrorist organization out of the world? What is the point? I just don't understand it. It seems like a lot of death. Because all you need to do in the war on terror is sweep across the planet and annihilate anyone. Kill them. Because they might have some terrorist leanings. You know, kill their children so their children don't grow up to be wanting to avenge their parents and you know, kill their ancestors, kill their uncles and aunts and cousins, brothers and sisters, fathers, mothers, grandparents, all that stuff. What's the point? Because you only need to miss two to be able to pull that off. And that's a scary, scary scenario, without a doubt. Anyway, so fantastic information there about the differences there between a gun-type nuclear weapon, a suitcase nuke, a dirty bomb, and sort of what, you know, is required to do those things. And again, his website, ringsofallah.com, and a book is called The Rings of Allah. So we certainly appreciate his time. Our next guest will be joining us here after the break, and we certainly appreciate his time as well. He has spent about 30-plus days on a raft, and he has done so in the Florida Keys in order to raise awareness. You're saying, well, who would do something like this? Why would somebody do that? That's incredible. It is incredible. His name's Sergeant Bill Samsel, and he is doing so. He is a Vietnam veteran, and I believe 100% disabled as well. He spent 30-plus days on a raft in the Florida Keys in order to raise awareness, okay, of and funds, of course, for the situation with the returning vets coming back from Iraq and whatnot, and sort of what the dilemma is there. He wants to build a rehab facility and different programs for them, from what I understand. And this, again, if you're hearing this, you might say, well, that's incredible. Why haven't I heard about this? Well, that's a great question, isn't it? Why haven't you heard about this? And that's what we're going to do when we come back from the break, is we'll have him with us and we'll talk about this and we'll shed some light on this very, very important issue. In the interim, while we're, of course, in break, you can go to the website, and that is www.veteranonaraft.com. There's some information there, and then there's a link and more information at the other website, which is veteranshaven.com. Veteranshaven.com. So fantastic information. Folks, welcome, by the way, this hour, joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Maybe you're listening at our website at franklyspeakingradio.com. I welcome all of you to the program. And as always, I invite you to participate and be a part of the program. Very easy to do. Simply pick up the phone and dial 1-800-313-9443. That's toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And here is our first break. When we come back in 3 minutes, our special guest will be joining us, Sergeant Bill Samsel. Please stay with us, folks. More Frankly Speaking Radio after this. Thank you.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order.
You're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and what can I say, folks? Very, very important program here tonight. Our guest has certainly walked the walk, talked the talk, and now it's time for you guys to be aware of what he is trying to do. He's the founder of VeteransHaven.com. Please welcome to the program Sergeant Bill Samsel. Welcome back to the program, and thank you again for your time, sir.
And good morning.
Good morning to you, and thank you for staying up late to be on the program with us tonight. I know you've had an exhausting month. Tell us about that. What exactly consisted of living on a raft for 30-plus days?
Well, what I did, Frank, I built a raft, a 12 by 16, 8 by 10 living area, put enough things on our water and so forth, and left double fish mainly for 30 days plus. My point was to make awareness of what's happening to our veterans after they come back from a war. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people are aware of it. Vietnam started a very heavy trend. When they come back, they got stepped on, put aside, and the VA didn't take care of them. The government didn't take care of them. You know, we lost 58,000 in Vietnam. as of 3 years ago, my last check, 258 committed suicide.
Wow.
Because they couldn't get the care they needed.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's starting all over again with Iraq.
Yeah.
We just had a kid 2 weeks ago, I don't know if you heard, in Minnesota committed suicide after going to the VA, and they told him he's going to have to wait 2 months. And he told him he felt like he was going to commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to myself, enough's enough. You know, we got to do something. If the government can't take care of our vets, then I think it's up to us, the private sector, to step up and do it. And that's what I'm trying to do.
I admire that so much. I think it's such an important cause. You know, I remember when, I guess, the Iraq War sort of was, I don't want to say full swing since we're on, you know, it's been going on for 4 years now, but probably, a year or two into it, they were talking about how great the body armor is that the troops have, including the helmets and whatnot, because we're not having nearly as many casualties as we did in Vietnam, for example. However, what they are seeing is not necessarily fatalities, but casualties, absolutely. I mean, aside from the emotional and psychological trauma of what is going on, and that's where I hear a lot of problems coming up in regards to the vets returning from Iraq and dealing with the VA and whatnot, but you do have a lot of amputations, a lot of head injuries, which would have been fatal in other conflicts and whatnot. But I just, you know, gosh, I don't know if this is necessarily something to pat ourselves on the back for, because inherently we're abandoning these people. I mean, a lot of the homeless that are in America today are veterans of various wars.
Oh, they are, tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
And I just took, a couple months ago, but I've been doing this hard for 3-4 years now. I've devoted my life to it. About 20 young boys from Iraq, from Walter Reed Hospital, amputees, out fishing for a day. And I got to talk to them. And they're just getting out, and they're finding out they don't have the help they need. After they get out, the government says, forget you, man. And I just read an article where when they go for their disability, the government keeps it under 30%. Why under 30%? Because they do not have to pay for them the rest of their life. And that's terrible. Our government would do that. To me, our government is committing a war crime on our own veterans.
Amen. Amen to that.
And we have to stop it. I mean, we have to do something about it, too. I mean, and this is one of the things I'm trying to do. I'm trying to raise $12 million to build a top-notch shelter, retreat, and a rehab center down here in the Keys. Why down here in the Keys, which is probably more expensive anywhere in the world? Well, I believe these veterans need a fresh start of peace. And the water down here and fishing just kind of gives the guys a chance to relax and really come back strong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worked. I've worked with several of them so far, and it does work.
Wow.
But to get help from the government to do it is amazing. You know, I spent 30 days out there, and you're going to be amazed. In 30 days, I collect $8,000. And I watched talk shows create $30 million for people in Africa, other countries.
Sure.
What are they thinking?
Mm-hmm.
What about our veterans? That's what upsets me the most.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
I'm also in the same boat. You know, I've mentioned this on the program before, and I've mentioned to you. You know, my father served for 28 years. He just got tired of it. He got tired of dealing with the bureaucracy. And, of course, he's had all of his benefits stripped. He can't even go and get his teeth cleaned for free. You know, 28 years of service, and that's how you get treated. And, I mean, you know, he doesn't even go to the VA. I mean, he just deals with everything on his own. But, you know, a lot of people don't, they don't have that option. And it's a real travesty. I wanted to ask you about this. You know, you were in Vietnam. And now, from what I read on your website, you're 100% disabled. Is that correct?
Yeah, I did 2 tours in Vietnam.
Wow. Now, how were you treated by the VA and by our government coming back from Vietnam, and how does that compare to what the troops are going through now?
It was terrible. I fought for 28 years before I got my disability.
Wow.
28 years. I paid for a lot of stuff myself, but it got to the point where I couldn't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why you have homeless out.
Mm-hmm.
I got thrown out of VA hospitals because I was frustrated. And that's what they do. They drive and they want you to quit.
Yeah.
They want you to quit. And I just wouldn't give up. I went back and I finally got my disability. And of course, they only paid me 5 years back pay because I quit for that 1 year of fighting. So, and it's the same thing with these boys coming back. You're seeing it. And today the head injury is what's so bad in this war, because, you know, they're using these roadside bombs.
Yes.
A lot in Vietnam. So the injuries they are getting when they hit one of these things is a lot worse on a ratio than it was in Vietnam. And they're not taking care of them. You've seen a news guy get hurt over here with a bomb.
Yeah.
Boy, he got private hospital.
That's right.
Perfect. I mean, he got the best care in the world.
And he still barely came out of it.
And still barely came out of it. But the vets, compared to what he got, the vets aren't getting anything.
That's right.
I don't understand this. Besides, it's a lot of Democrats and Republicans. They want to fight in Congress instead of spending their time. They did not put no money in our hospitals, knowing we're going into a war back here. They didn't put any money. And that's really stupid of our government.
Incredibly bad. And, I guess you could call it foolish oversight, but I don't know. I guess with all the treatment of the U.S. military that I've seen in my years, I just think they don't care. It's just they're pawns on a chessboard to the politicians and the powers that be. I just don't think they care, and it's a real travesty. And I agree with you, and I believe in your cause so much because I do think it is up to us. You know, we have to take care of our boys and girls, because they have been willing to do what other people are not willing to do. Whether you agree with the president or you agree with the cause, the point is that they're there.
They're there,
yeah.
And we have to take care of them.
Amen.
We don't have to agree with the president. We don't have to agree with Congress.
Mm-hmm.
If the government are going to take care of them, it's our duty to step up. They're the ones out there doing what we ask. We have to have people like this.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we're really going to need them.
Yeah.
I don't agree with this war.
I
support my troops, you know.
Amen.
But somehow, and I'm going to continue, I have another big program coming up, a fishing tournament I do every year, where I take 200 or 300 vets fishing free for a day. And then I have a tournament to raise money to build shelter and take care of vets. I'm doing this on my own, a lot of money on my own pocket. And this year I've hit it hard with going out on this raft. I was hoping I could raise the money to build this shelter. Now I got to continue on and do more fundraising, do more things until I make people aware of it. If the news would have picked this up off the bat, only one did, it was NBC6. If the news would have picked it off the bat like they did last week, I think I could have raised the money. But that didn't happen. You know, it wasn't Cubans coming over in a raft or a shooting at a school, you know. The veterans just aren't important to the people as other things are in our society, and that's what really amazed me. I don't know what it's going to take to wake this up. I'm hoping that with shows like yourself and other shows, we can do this and bring awareness, and people will step up and say, here, we'll help you out. My big goal is I have a membership. You can go on my website and see $25, and I'm trying to get 5,000 to 10,000 new members that will allow me to go to Congress and fight. I will fight this government, and we will take care of them.
God bless you for that. I think it's just so important. I can't stress to you enough how much I appreciate your sacrifice with your service, with your willingness to stand up and fight the system for 28 years, with your willingness to devote 30 days, to living on a stinking raft. I mean, obviously the weather's been so unpredictable as of late, I can't even imagine what that must have been like. That's a significant commitment on your part, and I think you've proven to anyone who has heard this and anyone who's read the information and the stuff on your website, just astounding how much this means to you and how much it should mean to all of us. You know, this should not be Sergeant Bill's fight. This should be America's fight.
That's what I've been trying to say. I mean, I spent the first 2 weeks out of there, 4 major storms, 60-mile-an-hour winds on this little raft throwing me everywhere. People tell me to come in, the weather's going to get worse. I said, no, I made a commitment, and I'm going to stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
So if other people make the same commitments to help these veterans out, we could take care of them. We shouldn't have one veteran living on the street. The homeless are homeless because they were let down, and that's the only reason. They are strong people, but they need help after they come back from a war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. I couldn't agree with that more. Let me ask you to hang on for a minute, sir. We have a short break here. Folks, we're going to be back in 3 minutes. Again, go and check out the websites that I mentioned to you, veteranonaraft.com, veteranshaven.com. Be aware of our phone number, 800-313-9443.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Glad you're here. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening, Sergeant Bill Sampsell, who is the founder of Veterans Haven, the website veteranshaven.com. Welcome back, Sergeant Bill.
Welcome back. Thanks, Frank. You know, Frank, another thing I want to let people know, Florida probably has, next to California, the highest number of homeless veterans and veterans, period, and that's because it's warm. I don't know what it's like in Arkansas, but 70% of our veterans here in Florida, of the homeless people in Florida, are veterans. And that's one reason is that people don't understand why. Well, they have to come down where it's warm. They don't have to freeze to death. And we're starting to see a lot of homeless being beaten up. They steal their money. Actually, they've killed two here this year in Miami area. which is terrible also. I don't want, what's it like in Arkansas?
As far as temperature-wise or as far as homeless-wise?
Homeless.
Well, in the area I live in, it's not bad. I'm in northwest Arkansas. We're in the Ozark Mountains. It's not a giant urban area. I mean, it's getting to that point. But for the most part, if someone wanted to, you know, or had no choice but to be homeless, they probably, more likely than not, would. We have a homeless shelter that's fairly close by, and, you know, I've been over there before. It doesn't ever seem to be inordinately packed. I don't see a whole lot of people sleeping on the streets like I have in some of the bigger cities I've lived in. But then again, we're also in a very wooded area as well, and I'd have to think that I know that if I were in that circumstance, I'd much rather be in the woods than just sleeping on a street corner somewhere. So,
yeah.
But as far as other areas like Little Rock and Fort Smith and the bigger cities here in Arkansas, I don't doubt that the homeless is a pretty significant issue there. I know it's big in Atlanta, where I used to live, to the point where, you know, and there's a lot of legislation, you know, citywide and even statewide in some cases, banning, you know, feeding the homeless like they're stray dogs. Well, we don't want them coming around. Don't feed them. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I see that here, and it makes me sick. They're even talking about busting them out or arresting them. I'm going, what is this country becoming of? Key West is one of our big places down here that I've gotten ready to go down and talk to the mayor and them. They have to understand it's their problem also, and they should help ante up and take care of these vets instead of throwing them away. We have no shelters down here to take care of them. I mean, they have one that's in a jail, and they let them come in at 7 in the morning, and 7 in the evening, they kick them out in the morning. No jobs available, no training, nothing to help them out. This is why I've set this mission forward.
I think that's amazing. Well, I wanted to ask you, and again, and we have another break coming up here in just a few minutes, but, you know, I asked you about your experiences coming back from Vietnam versus, you know, what some of the experiences you've had. What is your assessment of this war in comparison with Vietnam? Because this is a lot of we hear a lot of the politicians and certainly the talking heads in the mainstream media discussing a lot of these things, and they'll make the comparisons that it's very much like Vietnam. And I wonder what your assessment of that is.
No, it's not like Vietnam. Mm-hmm. It's not. We didn't get parades when we came home, and I'm glad that changed.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got spit on. They don't do that to the boys coming back home now. They are aware of mental problems, so they're trying to handle that quicker. But they do not have the staff. They weren't ready for Vietnam like they were partly ready for this war. But they were no way ready for anybody coming back from Vietnam with mental problems or stress problems or even treating them at all. They just weren't ready for it. This war has changed a lot of things, mm-hmm. and people are more aware of what's going on, but they're not capable of taking care of them. I don't think they're – I would say they may be halfway there. You know, look what's going on in one that's supposed to be one of the best hospitals in the world, the Veterans Walter Reed Hospital, you know, what they found on going in there, you know, rats, roaches, guys laying in urine. I mean, it's still going on. It's still going on. And they act like it just started, but it's been going on since Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't believe it. And you got these guys coming back with, you know, been highly decorated. It doesn't matter what you have.
Mm-hmm.
You're just another chip to the government, I feel like. Very disappointing. I thought they would have wised up after Vietnam, but they haven't. They haven't. They're about the same boat, higher technology. Like I say, they are looking at the mental part a lot better because they know of the suicides. But these boys come home and have to commit suicide. It's a shame. It's a shame we're letting them down as private citizens, too.
Yeah, amen to that. Yeah, there's a lot of things that need to be changed. And I think part of the problem is, well, I think you just really contextualized it very well by saying that, you know, you can't believe people haven't learned these things. In America, it seems these days anyway, we have so much available to distract us, and therefore our short-term memory is all we've got. The long-term memory is long ago sort of been retired, you know, extinct, if you will, like the dinosaurs. Now it's just the next big thing, which is why we get our news and 30-second sound bites and very little attention in the areas it needs to be. Hold on a second, sir. Folks, we're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited that you're here with us. Our guest tonight is the founder of Veterans Haven, the website veteranshaven.com, Sergeant Bill Samsel. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Frank. Frank, and another thing, you know, Sprint was one of my big sponsors. They help us set a webcam up on my raft and also furnish me with a phone with unlimited minutes, which enabled me to call all of our candidates running for president. I told him what I was doing and asked him to give me a call. I'd like to discuss it. We have a major problem. Do you think I got a call back? Never happened.
Really? Not one?
Not one.
Oh,
they don't care. They're more interested in getting elected for president. And this is what's become of our society today is once they get in there, they still don't do what they're going to say. One of the people I'm real upset with is McCain. Of all people, you think he'd support the veterans. Mm-hmm. He tried to cut our disabled funds down. Mm-hmm. It's really bad. And in the United States and the nation as a whole, I think, now.
Oh, God.
Now, I'd like to, if anybody want to call me and discuss this, please, during the daylight hours.
Yes.
they could reach me at 305-731-9059. I'd love to discuss it with them. We need help. If you'd like to give me a call back in a week or two, I'd give you an update what's going on, because we are going around right now and talk to all the mayors and city managers, see if we can help and keep moving forward with this.
That's wonderful. Wonderful news. I want to do anything I can to help you out, and I want to go through some of the options available to people, how they can do things. I wanted to ask you, what do you think the biggest problem is with the vets coming back from Iraq? Do you think it's more of a psychological issue? I mean, it sounds to me like the rehabilitation and the retreat that you're looking to offer to people is simply, you know, more of a psychological issue. Is that the biggest problem we're seeing?
That's the biggest problem right now. Wounded, they're handling. They don't have up-to-date arms, legs, so forth, you know. But a big problem is psycho-mental problem, and that's where I think I can help out. I went through a very intense program myself, working with other veterans, and that's where I think I can help out. And also, it's not just the vets coming back now. I'm going to be working with the homeless and getting them back on their feet from Vietnam or wherever. This is a place that's going to be for all vets. We will not turn one down. I just got the VFW state commander aboard yesterday with me in the state of Florida, and he said every VFW in the state of Florida will come aboard on this mission. So it is starting to work. We just got to keep it rolling.
Mm-hmm. But
we got to work with our people and get them back on their feet. And it's not that big of a job if people care about them.
Oh, I know. And that, to me, has always been the most important thing. You know, I hear a lot of groups of people and different you know, nationalities and different races and different religions talk about how they're being oppressed or whatnot. I've never, even just looking at history, you know, I've never seen a group of people more exploited and treated poorly than U.S. military personnel. And that, to me, has been a great, great travesty because, you know, we all talk about, if not where this country is at and how great it can be, or how great it is, we hope that it can be great. We hope it can live up to the potential and the dreams that we've all had of what this country can do and what we can accomplish and how we can make a difference in the world. And the reason we have the ability to hope and dream and complain and argue and fight and stand up and be proud and speak our mind is because of the United States military. And to me, what we have done is, in essence, just sort of push them away and said, hey, you served your purpose. Now go die somewhere quietly so we don't have to think about that. That is a horrific concept to me, and yet I see it manifesting on a regular basis with every story and every situation like the ones that you encounter on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's so true. We wouldn't be where we're at today. And I'm telling you, if something doesn't change, we're not going to be there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Because the military is having a very big problem getting guys, and they don't understand why, but that's why. And if we don't do something about it and show that we are going to take care of them, down the road when we need them, they're not going to be there for you.
Yeah, it's a terrible situation. I wanted to ask you this. Do you think that some of the oversight, you know, meaning, of course, the complete and total disregard of the veterans coming back, do you think that's maybe because of the financial situation of them saying, well, we can't really afford it, so let's pretend like it doesn't exist? Do you think that the government's position is monetary?
I think some of it is, and I think a lot of it's just neglect and not getting back to the right people and the people doing what they're supposed to be doing. You know, we got Congress in there fighting with each other when they should be worrying about other things. You know, we know we're not going to get this president out until the election comes, so let's forget about that and move forward on it. They spend all these days and hours fighting when they could be fighting for other things. It just blows my mind the way they want to go back and forth over these issues, and they're not going to win. You're not going to get it out. And they should be worrying about our vets with everything that's happening in Walter Reed and everything's happening. You know, they said they're going to investigate. They go out and investigate two or three hospitals and say, oh, it's not that bad. It's just this one. Well, that's not the case. Go visit every one of them. I've been in 28 different VAs, and 90% of them have this problem on it. So it's both. It really is. Money's a big factor, of course, in anything, but it's our government also getting us proper people in it. I talked to my doctor here the last time I was in. I'm on morphine now for Agent Orange cancer. I just had a cancer operation a year ago. And we talk about it. And he said, Bill, if they had someone in charge of these hospitals like they do in any normal hospital, we wouldn't have these problems because the people in the government hospital try to get rid of them if they make a mistake. It doesn't happen. But if you're in a regular hospital, that guy screws up, he's gone. If he's not running a good hospital and making money, he's gone. It's not like that in the VA. So that's one of our problems there, too.
It is. Well,
I would like.
Go ahead, please.
I would love to see them give every veteran a card and go to a normal hospital, get rid of these VA clinics the government's running, and watch care and a change that happens.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
And it would save millions and billions of dollars.
It would
make a
difference.
It's a no-brainer. I mean, it would save the government billions of dollars in real estate and tax, everything, you know? It's a no-brainer situation, but it'll never happen.
Common sense and politics rarely intersect, unfortunately.
That's what... They do.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that I've really, really tried to focus on with this show, aside from, you know, all the other things we do, is health has always been a big passion of mine. And I would be more than happy to put you in touch with a lot of the guests I've had on this show who have found solutions to a variety of different problems, a variety of different issues. And when this facility is built and you're able to implement the care that you would like to see for these people, I have no doubt that we can provide you guys with all the information, not just treatments, but cures for all sorts of things. And these are, you know, some of the ones that I'm thinking of offhand come from veterans themselves. I know they'd be extraordinarily supportive of what you're doing. And, you know, it's important that we all sort of do what we can to spread the word about this and to donate and different things like that. You know, looking at the psychological issue, I remember, and I'm sure you do too, Bill, there was a story of, and of course, and inevitably it made it to the media. The media, of course, filmed it. There was a Marine who had gone into a mosque, I guess, after a firefight a few days earlier, and one of the guys was still alive and he shot him. And, you know, there was a huge, huge backlash that this person was still alive and he wasn't, in any capacity to be a threat to any of the soldiers. But then, it also came out that this kid had been shot in the head like the day before and they just patched him up and sent him right back out. I mean, they're really wearing and tearing these kids out. And
oh,
that's
yeah.
why they're coming back in this fashion. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes. These guys, I have a son over there now.
Do you really?
Okay. And I got his wife's ready to get shipped out the tent. I mean, they're doing 1 year, 2 year tours over, and maybe 3-4 tours. It's ridiculous. Our bodies cannot take that. They need a break on it. And, you know, in Vietnam, we got to go home for 30 days. You didn't go back over if you served one tour unless your MOS was really in need. But you didn't go back, you know, unless you signed up. But today they don't have a choice. They're going right back over again. And there's guys doing 2, 3, 4 tours over there. And that's not good for our souls or any part of our body.
Amen to that. You know, because you came out of a war that saw the last draft we had in the United States, and you're seeing the people coming back from this one, do you think that we will have a draft in
this
war on terror?
You know, at this point, probably because of anger and people not stepping up and realizing what's going on. Maybe they need to see war. I don't like to say that, but something's got to wake our society up. We can't keep putting these same boys through year after year. Something's got to change. You know, we need to wake up in this country. Our country, like you said earlier, Frank, moves too fast today. It's not like it was 20 or 30 years ago. We are... have no time to think. One of the things I did get to do is reflect on time and have a lot of time to think out there. And I thought to myself, boy, we are moving so fast, we forget what's really important in life.
That's right.
You know?
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, this is such a, man, just heartbreaking situation. And You know, I suppose I would be considered a member of the media as well. And I'll admit, you know, I don't always give it the due attention it deserves either. I try to focus on it, but, you know, for the most part, there's always some huge thing going on that needs to be addressed. I love to expose the politicians and their lies and their deception. And they're quite obvious. It's just a matter of deciphering politician speak, which, you know, I can translate pretty well, which basically means that they're non-answers whenever they're asked questions, and they're non-statements whenever they make statements. It's usually nothing of consequence. And it's important to expose these people as the liars they are. But, you know, I'm looking at this whole thing and seeing it all go down. And I remember, I guess about a week ago, I'm sure you saw this as well, there was the Virginia Tech shooting, which was an awful situation. Yeah. But, you know, I remember there was a story. One of the servicemen or women over there had made the comment. I believe it was a man. And he had said that, you know, the flags in the United States are at half mast because, you know, 33 Americans died at the hand of one of American. He goes, what about the, you know, hundreds who were lost on these battlefields every single day? I mean, we don't give the vets they're just numbers to the mainstream media. 150 people lost today. Now let's talk about sports.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's amazing to me they do this. And the president asked for it.
Mm-hmm.
It shocks me. It really does. I don't know what to say anymore about it. Mm-hmm. I really get sick of listening to the news because of that reason, and the politicians on there telling their lies.
Yeah.
It's a big game to them to make their ego, I guess. I don't know what you call it and why they do it. I never got into politics. I don't want to get into them. But I'm looking at staring me in the face now. If I don't get into it where I'm at, then I'm not going to get anywhere where I want to go. So I got to fight with them.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to do that, guess. It would take that to do what I want to do.
It's
just a battle.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that there are people like you willing to do this. And as I said, you know, anything I can do to help, it goes without saying. You have my support.
I appreciate you getting me on. Like I said, it doesn't matter what time it is when I can get airtime and get the word out there like I have in the last week. That means a lot. It wakes up two or three people. That's two or three more than we didn't have. On it.
Yeah, it's an important point. If you would, give out your contact info again, the website, the phone number, and describe the different ways people can help. I assume they can make donations. You mentioned about a membership as well. What else can people do?
Yeah, they can go on veteranshaven.com or call 731-9059. They can join our membership, which is $25. That goes to give me power to go to Congress and also helps take care of veterans. They can go online. We have a PayPal credit card thing set up. They can donate there. Them are the two biggest things that's going to help us. We have clothing. We have food. You know, that's what the money buys up here. We take land. If you want to donate land or anything that will help us. Pretty well, we're open. If they go on our website, go down through there, it's pretty simple. We made it pretty simple to check on. Just go down through there, and it shows different things you can do and what kind of help we need.
Mm-hmm. And you have a forthcoming fishing tournament, is that correct?
Yeah, we do. We have a forthcoming fishing tournament June 8th, 9th, and 10th. I put a two-day concert on also, hoping this year it raises about $100,000, $150,000. It takes a lot to take care of these vets. I mean, it's not cheap. The housing down here is expensive. But that should raise us some nice money, and that usually carries us through. I usually have six vets in here at a time right now and just two mobile homes. I want to get away from that and get a big place built. We need it bad. We got too many. We have over 600, 700 homeless veterans in the Keys alone. And that's a lot. I see them everywhere, sleeping in the trees, not in the trees, but under the trees, in mangroves, under bridges, on the picnic tables. We got to do something about it. It's almost going to be too late. We're going to lose a lot more. If we don't make a change here real soon, you're going to see a major problem with our boys coming back now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. And, of course, more and more people are going to be tapped into this, and maybe, you know, Maybe a draft would raise more awareness in terms of the media and whatnot. But gosh, you know, I just hate the idea of people being compelled to go and be a part of something that they disagree with. And obviously we're seeing it already. But at least, you know, these are people who had believed the promises and they had signed up. They had volunteered to be a part of this. And we need those people. And you know, looking at the whole situation, Bill, I see it as a giant disaster, and it's just growing and growing and growing. And something must be done because
the balloon is going to pop.
Yeah.
I mean, it is going to pop. People aren't going to like it if they put the draft in.
No, they're not.
So if you don't want the draft in, start taking care of our boys. You'll get more volunteering if they know they're going to get taken care of when they come home.
Yes, well said.
Why would you volunteer for anything if you're not going to get taken care of?
I know.
You know?
I know it. And I think that it's also important to understand that, you know, we haven't fought any wars on U.S. soil as of yet. But right now we've got the National Guard and the reserves and, you know, all these people are being sent abroad. Who is here to take care of America? And how is America taking care of those who should be here to take care of America? So
they're not doing it. We're spread too thin right now. If something happens here, it's going to be a disaster. You got to thank God for taking care of us. He has.
Yes. Well,
so Frank, give me a call next week. I'll update you if you'd like. I'd love to talk to you anytime.
I will definitely be in touch, my friend. God bless you and all your hard work, and okay. Certainly have a friend here at Frankly Speaking Radio. Folks, Sergeant Bill Samsel, VeteransHaven.com. Check it out. Do what you can. Spread the word. Donate, help in any way that you can. We're back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm very excited that you're with us. Tail end of hour number two, and of course, I'd like to remind you that this hour is being brought to you by our good friends at PrivacyCrisis.com. Of course, author Grant Hall, who has written the book Privacy Crisis, is our sponsor for the hour and was our guest last night. Lots of incredible information, and these are things that you need to know in order to secure yourself, your privacy, and your anonymity, if possible. Again, the best thing to do is to learn the techniques by which you can travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, even here in the United States. You don't need to flee to another country. We have freedoms. It's just a matter of understanding what is available to you as an option. And Grant has certainly put his neck on the line to bring this information to you in this book, which is just phenomenal. You can pick up the ebook at privacycrisis.com, also available in hardbound copy there. You can look at a used version of the book at Amazon.com, which is certainly the most cost-effective way. Also, you can call Borders Bookstore. Of course, you got to wait till they're open. And ask them to ship it to you simply by calling 702-433-6222. Again, 702-433-6222. And when I say ask them to ship it to you, of course, I imply that you're buying for it. You can't just call and say, hey, look, send me a free copy of that book, because odds are they'll just hang up on you. But there's plenty of information available at the website there, privacycrisis.com. We certainly appreciate Grant, and we appreciate all of our sponsors and advertisers, and ask you to please support them so we can continue to do these kinds of broadcasts here on this show and on the whole network altogether, because that's the important thing. That's how we can help with various situations. And, of course, Sergeant Bill Samsel, who has just joined us, amazing guy. I look up to people like him, and I know we have a lot of veterans in our listening audience, and I know that, you know, hearing this type of stuff is probably very, very disheartening to you to think that things haven't gotten any better. And I'm sorry for that. It's not my intention to simply highlight a lack of progress or a lack of compassion. It's trying to inspire more compassion and more progress and more attention due to these American heroes who have done so much for us. Now, a lot of people would say, well, they're not fighting for us. They're not fighting for our freedoms. Yeah, they are. Maybe our freedoms are not necessarily on the line in Iraq or in this war on terror. But the point is that the U.S. military, when they volunteer for service, they volunteer regardless of the administration and regardless of the threat that's going to come up. Military men and women do not simply serve the length of an administrative term in the White House. They serve long before and long after various presidents, and it is vital that we care first and foremost about these people who are doing an incredible amount. And again, you may not see the relevance to your own personal life as far as Iraq. Maybe you disagree with it. Well, guess what? Maybe they do too. But they're still there. They're obligated to do so, and they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And a lot of them are not being told the things that we know. That's also a travesty. So there's a lot of things that you can do out there, my friends, to make a difference in anybody's life. And I would urge you to do that because it is an amazing experience when you're able to help someone. And certainly I try to do that with the show. I don't know if it's ever successful or not, but it's my goal to try to do something, make a dent in some of the problems using this platform, which you're more than welcome to be a part of. 800-313-9443. Stay with us. Back in about 90 seconds.
It's true.